interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. Oh, I just love this time of year. And it's always really exciting at the holidays to be able to highlight some things for folks to look forward to in the new year. And we're going to be doing just that on today's program. I do want to give a shout out to a couple of our friends. Foxy Nails open up 7 days a week. Oh my goodness. I went last week and I did the silver and gold sparkle tips. And I was in there and I got to chat it up with a couple of ladies that I had never met before. And it's just a friendly place to be. If you missed somebody over the holiday and you're going to connect over the course of the weekend or into the new year, they have gift cards available. And no one ever says no to a wonderful manicure or pedicure and some lash extensions, some waxing. I mean, any of those things could be covered with that gift card. So hats off to our friends over at Foxy Nails, and they will have you looking your absolute foxy-fied best for the new year. Also, a special thank you to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. If in 2021 you're thinking home ownership is for you, it's a complimentary consultation. They have offices in Melbourne, Vero, and Port St. Lucie. Caliber Home Loans can help you get onto the path to home ownership, explore different program options, and make sure you are pre-approved. So when you go and you find that house, there's no hesitations. Caliber Home Loans, thank you for your ongoing support. So on today's program, we have our CEO of the Arts Foundation for Martin County, the one, the only, the very lovely Nancy Terrell. Welcome to the program, darling.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited that the show is going to go on in more ways than one, thanks to you all.
So true. The arts have really, you know, been the battlegrounds of all this lockdown and pandemic and social distancing, and everybody's trying to figure it out. But, you know, things are starting to roll in 2021. It's exciting.
It really is exciting. And of course, just a couple weeks ago, I had the pleasure of being inducted onto the board. And it's such an honor representing White Glove Moving and Storage professionals when it comes to art creating and installation and being able to take our commitment with the Arts Foundation for Martin County to the next level. And perhaps I think it all started with Arts Fest. I mean, it is one of my favorite signature events here on the Treasure Coast, and we're still doing it.
We are. We're doing it times two this year.
Tell
it's
us more.
Well, we're going virtual. So, you know, if, you know, folks aren't comfortable coming out to a live and in-person event, we are going to give them a really fun way to engage with our artists and all our programming online as well. So you can get it both ways.
Now, to me, this, when the concept came up and just how beautiful the platform is, so that each artist, whether they are exhibiting solely online or if they're doing a blend, a hybrid themselves of having pieces posted online or in person, this is just so user friendly, so easy to click around and get engaged with the different artists. It's a beautiful platform.
I'm so glad we found it. And, you know, we have been, like every industry, I think, you know, we've been talking to and sharing information back and forth with others who are trying to do the same things that we're doing in our community. But this festival over on the West Coast, Art Fest Fort Myers, is one of the ones we always look to for the newest and greatest ideas. And they were the ones who found this platform, and we just couldn't be more happy about being able to put a really strong foot forward on both the virtual side with Arts Fest at home and then, of course, Arts Fest that'll happen right here on the streets of East Ocean Boulevard and the Gazebo Park this year. We've kind of changed the footprint up a little bit, Anna, to make it a little more COVID-friendly and to reflect some of the things that we didn't need quite as much land and space because of things like the culinary competition Chopped going to a fully virtual experience versus an in-person experience.
Right. And I think that that makes a lot of sense. And I think that the gazebo area is going to be perfect to be able to maintain the audience and the artists alike. So that's February 20th and 21st.
Yes. And it'll be 10 to 5 both days. And tickets will be $5 a day. You'll be able to buy tickets and start to check things out after January 1st. You know, one of the things we're doing, which is the first ever, and I love that despite, like, we're changing this, we're moving the culinary to Artsist at Home, and yet still at the live and in-person event, we're giving the community things that we've never had before at Arts Fest. One of those things is ACT Studio Theater, which is a local theater company that's been closed since the pandemic started. They've cast Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream for us, and we're presenting that at 3 p.m. on the 20th.
Oh, very cool.
It'll be very cool. And so we want people to bring their own chairs and blankets. You know, we'll have markers in the ground so people can come and hang out and watch Shakespeare in the Park, which would be awesome.
Well, you just don't get to do that every day, Nancy.
I know.
That's so epic. Folks are going to really love that. And I can already tell that we are projected to have the most fabulous of weather February 20th and 21st so that we can, in fact, witness some of these things and be able to participate. I know that I'll be there representing White Glove Movement and Storage, and I'll be catching that. Now, there's also an opportunity for some hands-on participation, too.
There absolutely is. We are collaborating with a couple of groups. One is the Martin County's Art in Public Places program, which puts public art in county locations like the libraries and parks. And a local artist who has really become the expert locally in doing glass tile mosaic murals. So she is creating what will be a mural of a loggerhead turtle that will end up getting put in a county public location afterwards. But anybody who comes into Arts Fest will have a chance to place a couple pieces of the glass that will make up this mural. And then, you know, for eternity, they can go visit it and say, I put that piece of glass in.
Absolutely. Oh, that's just going to be fun.
Yeah.
So is it like an actual loggerhead turtle statue, or is it like going to be one piece that's like a wall piece that needs to be moved?
Like a wall piece. So it'll be 4 foot by 8 foot. So it will be big. The loggerhead will be, you know, nearly life size.
Oh,
it will be a flat mural that can go, you know, maybe it'll go out to Jensen Beach, or maybe it'll go to one of the variety of environmental land places that we have in Martin County that we've preserved for people to see there. So they haven't decided.
Well, perhaps we'll just have our friends over at White Glove Moving and Storage help make that possible.
Absolutely.
Get it to its destination. Look at me signing my boys up for things live on air. It's so
exciting. Right. Well, they just helped me out, you may remember. They helped move some furniture in for me, and they were awesome. So Thank you.
Now, I also want to highlight the fact that there's going to be an amazing exhibit in the new year that folks should really pencil in on their calendar.
It really is a huge celebration for us. In case your listeners don't know, we have been here as the Arts Council and programming exhibitions in the historic courthouse in downtown Stuart, the Courthouse Cultural Center, for 30 years. And the biggest, most epic exhibit we've ever did was Ansel Adams' black and white photography, which, I mean, I think everybody knows what Ansel Adams, who he is and what he took pictures of. I have several prints here in my office and just sort of that epic black and white photographer. Well, Clyde Butcher certainly follows very strongly in his footsteps, and he's, you know, Florida. He's from the west coast of Florida, and he has spent, I mean, hours and hours and hours and waders trudging through the waters of Florida, capturing these absolutely amazing photographs of our state and, you know, the delicate nature of our environment, and specifically the delicate nature of the Everglades and what they contribute to our environment. So we're just really super excited to be able to have Clyde's exhibit up 30 years after we had Ansel Adams, and let people be able to come and enjoy it. It's going to be awesome.
My heavens. And there's going to be a virtual talk with Clyde Butcher and the Friends of the Everglades.
Yes. So our good friend Eve Samples, who's the executive director at the Friends of the Everglades, and, you know, for many who knew her, she was also a journalist for years and years and years. She is a great facilitator of conversations, and so we've decided to partner up and offer the community a virtual talk. There'll be reservation information up after the first of the year, because, you know, everybody's busy with Christmas cards and New Year's greetings and things like that right now. So we'll have that available after January 1st to sign up and be, you know, able to hear Clyde talk about his own, what he's experienced and what he's seen, and how he takes his photographs. I think it'll be fascinating.
And for folks thinking, oh my gosh, my January's already kind of top heavy, fear not. The exhibit is going to run January 12th through March 13th, right, Nancy?
Yes, it will. So it'll be open Arts Fest weekend, so that's always an option as well. And it will run, so we're up for 2 months with this exhibit. Our gallery hours were always open late on Tuesdays till 6 p.m. and then on Saturdays from 10 to 4 on a normal week that's, you know, not Arts Fest weekend. And, you know, the other cool thing that's happening in conjunction, we're going to do an opening reception on the 21st of January with, which will mostly be outside, again, being very serious about our protocols and everybody's health and welfare. And we'll let people through the gallery in a limited number to go back outside and enjoy the gathering. But the Art and Public Places program that I mentioned before, they've just installed 5 contemporary art sculptures in the gazebo park right next door to our building.
So, oh, how cool.
We'll be doing kind of a pseudo ribbon cutting for those that evening as well. So there'll be lots of art to celebrate that night.
Oh, love it. And that's January 21st. I'm writing that down. I am going to be there. I wouldn't miss it.
Yay.
Very exciting. Now, for folks that are thinking, you know what? We feel very fortunate to have persevered and overcome in 2020, and they perhaps have a passion for the arts themselves and looking to either move to the Stewart area or become more active in the Stewart arts community. What is the best way for them to consider doing some sort of donation or exploring the different options and opportunities to become a partner?
Mm-hmm.
You want to send them to a website?
Yeah, there's lots of great ways. I mean, going to the website is probably the easiest, which is martinarts.org. There are options, obviously, to support the work that we do in the community, but we also have a resource list with an artist registry for all the amazing local artists that are around. If somebody's looking to purchase a piece of art for a gift this season, that's always encouraged. I've been really diligent this year about making gifts of memberships in arts organizations to my friends who live near and far. My husband and I are investing, with the help of some of our family, in having a star put in at the Lyric Theater with our names on it, because the Lyric needs help right now. And I think just giving that gift to all of these arts organizations who really want to be here for the community on the other side of this pandemic, but are having a very, you know, challenging time making ends meet when they can't be open for business like they normally are.
Most certainly. Those are great suggestions, Nancy.
thank you.
I'm loving that. And so all of those opportunities can, in fact, be found from the website. And just take a few minutes to peruse, folks, and see what you can do to help support the arts at this time. So you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. We're chatting with Nancy Terrell, our CEO of the Arts Foundation for Martin County. I'm your happy hostess with the Moses, Anna Valencia Tillery. There's more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, friends. Hope you had a terrific holiday. Thanks for joining in all the fun Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast community. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Shout out to our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa in Vero Beach on Old Dixie across from Christie's Family Fitness. They have a stylist for every budget. They have early morning and evening hours. They have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So it allows you in the new year to experiment with potentially finding a new stylist that you can love and gravitate towards. And at no real risk to yourself, right? You can, if for whatever reason you're not happy, they will make it right. They will make you happy. And it's really just a great group in there. So clean, so spacious, so safe. I mean, let's face it, there's much going on and we can't necessarily change a whole lot of things, but we can change our hair color and our style on a whim. So thank you to True Colors. We appreciate you. And if you're looking to network in the new year, I would love for you to consider checking out the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. Yours truly has launched this opportunity with luncheons the first Tuesday of every month in Port St. Lucie, the second Friday of every month in Vero Beach, and the third Wednesday of every month in Stuart. And we will be meeting at the Casa Tequila. It is super yummy. It's super fun. And we're looking forward to having you be a part of helping just to meet great people that can help understand your business, help promote you amongst their own circles of influence. It's really a great thing. And that's how so much is able to be elaborated on and explained about, like upcoming events, like we are sharing on today's broadcast with our friend Nancy Terrell, the CEO of the Arts Foundation for Martin County. I am so excited about your upcoming exhibit. And again, that's going to be January 12th through March 13th.
Yes. We are just tickled to be able to bring Clyde Butcher to the community and showcase his amazing, amazing photographs, black and white images of the America's Everglades, because, you know, the Everglades are so important to all of us here in Florida.
It's vital. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a really great thing to be able to showcase.
And you're celebrating 30 years. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Yeah. We've been, you know, last February, which seems like an eon ago.
Right.
our organization celebrated our 40th anniversary. So this is our 30 years of being in this amazing historic building in downtown Stuart. You know, we couldn't be more grateful and thankful to the community and our government leaders. You know, shout out to Martin County Board of County Commissioners for allowing us the amazing opportunity to live in this space, work in this space. It kind of feels like I live here.
Sure, I bet. Especially when you're setting up for a big exhibit.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, this is such an amazing place for people to come, learn about what's going on in their arts community. I mean, as you know, Anna, we've got this lobby and we hang up everybody's posters and brochures and encourage people to get out there and move about their arts community. But then we also have the gallery space that we just concluded the All Florida Juried Show, which is still available online in a virtual gallery if you'd like to check that out. But we will, January 12th, start to be able to exhibit Clyde Butcher's America's Everglades photographs. We're excited.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds, I just can't wait to see it myself. And then again, that is going to stretch all the way through mid-March. So for those that are planning on attending Arts Fest, we want to make sure that you save the date because it's going to be a beautiful weekend where you can be out and about, stroll and support local artists and artists from elsewhere too, right?
Yes, we have artists from all over. You know, they're applying in somewhat smaller numbers this year because there are travel restrictions and health concerns and all that kind of stuff, but we will still have some amazing artists, including last year's Best to Show. This guy makes these amazing vases and vessels and hand engraves them. They're gorgeous and beautiful and colorful, so he'll be coming back along with, you know, I hope dozens of other artists that are selling and showing their wares. We will have opportunities for you to make art on with and help create a mural for Martin County and showcase what it's like to do a glass tile mosaic. Maybe it'll be a new hobby people will pick up, right?
Sure. What a pretty hobby.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? See, I think it would be very zen. I don't know.
I would think so, yes. Yeah. And then we'll also be able to capture a live performance.
Yes. So we'll have performances on the gazebo stage both days. Saturday's highlight is going to be ACT Studios' production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. And then we're working to secure the rest of the talent. But, you know, this year we've talked so much, well, obviously, about the pandemic, but also about concerns we have in our communities about racial and social injustice. And so we are going to be recruiting talent and showcasing some cultures from around the world in the entertainment, the dance, and the music that they listen to and perform so that we can celebrate that as one big happy community.
Oh, wow. I'm loving that. And again, that's going to be February 20th and 21st, and tickets will be on sale after January 1.
That's right. $5 a piece is a bargain for a day. A day full of entertainment. Can't beat it.
You can't. You absolutely can't. I love this. And I also loved the suggestions that you had as far as helping to support the arts ongoing as we are trying to come out on the other side of COVID, and from memberships to, you know, stars in honor of a family's name to independent artists. There's so many resources available on your website. Can you rattle off that one website once more for us, please?
Sure. MartinArts.org is our website. It's easy. And if you're looking for Arts Fest specific information, ArtsFestStuart.org. But MartinArts.org is the place to go for all your arts information for Martin County.
Well, we are excited. White Glove Moving and Storage is excited to be a supporter again this year. We appreciate what the arts does for the Treasure Coast as a whole. If you would like to live link to any of our other sponsors, visit thetreasurecoastinsider.us. Nancy, thank you as always for being on the program. We'll have you back in a couple of months to give us some updates and remind us about Arts Fest, but this is just going to be a great time where you can Arts Fest at home or Arts Fest in person. Ladies and gentlemen, we love when you're able to join us. Once again, that's thetreasurecoastinsider.us. Thank you to True Color Salon and Spa, White Glove Moving and Storage, Caliber Home Loans, and Foxy Nails. Hope that you all had a wonderful holiday and a safe new year. Until next week, cheers.